Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're looking at an article by Brett Allegray Wood. The title, 92% of UK job listings don't mention AI skills, and that's a crisis.
That headline number alone should stop most business owners cold.
It should. A study by Prince AI Training looked at over 1,000 UK office job listings. 92% of them had zero mention of AI skills, not a word.
Zero. And this isn't just technical roles. In marketing, HR, finance, only 2.6% of those listings included AI skills as a genuine requirement.
So Brett's question is, what does that silence tell you? And he's blunt. It's a diagnostic. It tells you most UK businesses haven't accepted that the nature of work has fundamentally changed, and their hiring process is the clearest evidence.
Which is a strong thing to say. Most business owners might hear that and think, we're just being prudent. Brett's pushing back on that framing quite directly.
He calls it a leadership failure. Full stop. The instinct for most leaders is to hand AI to the tech team and let them sort it out. But that framing completely misses where AI actually lives.
Because it's already shaping how you market, how you sell, how you manage money, how you serve customers. It's not sitting in a server room. It's in the work.
Right. And here's the number that really lands. 72% of civil servants say they want access to AI tools to do their jobs better. Only 29% have even been consulted about it.
So the appetite is there. The team is ready. The blockage is at the top.
That's Brett's point exactly. The people closest to the work want this. Leadership is the bottleneck.
Let's talk about Singapore, because that section of the article is quite confronting.
Singapore introduced a 400% tax deduction on AI-related expenses for SMEs. That's not a nudge. 400% makes it financially irrational not to adopt.
And they've got a program called Champions of AI, where the companies leading the charge get mentorship and visibility to become global competitors.
It's a full national strategy. Education, infrastructure, investment, incentives, all working together. Brett's point is that it makes UK in action look reckless. The UK is still debating whether to get in the pool.
That's a blunt image. Now, Australia is also in the article, the legal sector specifically.
Yes. Legal should be an obvious early adopter. Documents, precedent, high-value billable hours. But daily AI adoption in Australian legal firms sits at 16%. The global average is 49%.
Running at about one-third of the pace of international competitors. And not because the tools aren't there.
No. It's hesitation. Risk aversion. And Brett describes the cycle that produces. Businesses don't invest because the workforce isn't skilled, and the workforce doesn't get skilled because businesses aren't investing.
Someone has to go first, and right now, both countries are waiting for someone else to move.
Which is exactly the skills debt argument. Every hire you make without considering AI capability adds to a skills debt inside your business. It's invisible on a balance sheet today. It shows up later as missed opportunities, lost market share, competitors who operate faster and smarter.
And the compounding effect of another year of inaction, Brett says, may be irreversible.
But the solution he describes is very practical. It starts with the people you already have.
It's about looking at your marketing manager and asking how AI can help them identify new customer segments. Asking your finance team what insights AI can surface from your cash flow data.
Giving the people who already know your business the tools to augment what they already do well.
Does he lay out specific steps?
5 of them. The one I keep coming back to. Pick one bottleneck. One repetitive task that's draining your team's energy. Spend an hour researching whether an AI tool addresses it. Brett's point is it almost certainly does.
And you don't need a company-wide rollout. Just one project, one team, one measurable outcome. Learn from it, then expand.
Exactly right. So what's the one thing a listener should do this week?
Ask your team who's already using AI on their own initiative. They're your internal champions. Resource them rather than ignore them.
And pull up your last 5 job descriptions. Count how many mention AI literacy. If the answer is 0, rewrite at least 1 this week. Marketing, finance, operations, start somewhere.
Simple starting point.
The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want this working in your own business, Brett offers a free AI audit there too.
Worth reading, worth booking.